show, as he does every Tuesday. Kevin, always a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing? I think that's an
operator error, so sorry. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing very well. Always a pleasure to be on, never a chore.
What would you, I know you're a Cheyenne guy, now with the third high school, a true city champion to have a traveling trophy throughout with the three schools, what would you suggest to be called?
Oh boy.
It's a tough one.
I'd have to think about that. What are some of the answers?
Capital Cup has been one. Let's see, Mayor's Trophy has been one. Got some other ones that are coming in. Capital City Gridiron Classic, kind of for the series. We've gotten some pretty good ones going on there.
I like the Capital Cup.
I think that would work out well.
That would be fine.
We also had a question thrown out. Can Chase Appleby go sub-5 in the 40?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
I do too. Dave doesn't think so.
Dave doesn't think so?
I know how long it takes me to run 40 yards, so, you know.
Well, you weigh more than Chase.
Yeah.
He can run a sub-5.
We, you know, and Jeremiah brought this up. We had a caller, Jeremiah. We were talking about Chase, and his path to where he's at now has been one where, you know, being a scout team guy for a couple years, wondering if he's going to play with his knee injuries, undersized as a defensive lineman. He's, and I said this when I talked to him yesterday, I said, Jay, you're really the epitome of what a Wyoming football player is supposed to be, and I think fans can really appreciate and get behind a guy like Chase Appleby.
Oh, heck yeah. He is so delightful to talk to. He's just a great guy. Do you know him very well?
Not very well, but we talked for a long time yesterday.
Yeah, he's a character and a half. Mm-hmm. You know, he worked up in media relations, and he'll talk to anybody. He gets along with everybody. He's a very, very popular guy on the team, and I think everybody was so happy for him that happened. And it happened on his birthday. I even heard Josh Allen saying how excited he was to see that happen. You know, and when he went down and looked like he was holding his knee, and he said he heard something pop, and so he immediately obviously started worrying about it. And it was just maybe some scar tissue because he's mm-hmm. fine, and he played in the game. He goes, when I heard that pop, I just couldn't believe it. And that's the way it looked, too. From up above, you could see he was really, really scared. But it worked out fine.
Has Tim's staff started working on Peisman Trophy campaign materials for Chase Appleby yet?
there's got to be a trophy for that.
Yeah, there is a newly initiated trophy for linemen doing very unlineman-like things. They call it the Peisman Trophy.
You know, he said that... I said, that's amazing that you were able to catch that, because he wasn't that far away from Hill when Hill threw it. And he goes, I couldn't do anything else but catch it. He said it was right there. So he said he was looking at the video board as he's running down the field, see if anybody was catching up to him.
In the third quarter, you guys are way up there in the press box. What kind of a sight was it to see all those taillights leaving Hughes Stadium with the Cowboys comfortably ahead?
It's the best sight in the world, really, because you know that you've got the game. They've given up, and I just love to see that. And honestly, we haven't seen it that many times. We've seen it a few, but we don't play that many night games. Number one, but to see those taillights like that, wow, that's just awesome.
With shades of Kirk Gibson's home run.
Yeah, you can bring it back to baseball, although we don't want to talk about baseball.
Well, yeah, you know, Kevin and I don't want to talk about it. Now, I was under the impression that since St. Louis wasn't in the postseason, that there wasn't a postseason, but apparently there is.
I guess they're going to keep playing. Yeah, I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right, Kevin. I'm hearing rumblings that...
Are you hungry?
Yeah. We were talking about the old iron skillet here a minute ago. What do ticket sales look like on Saturday? I mean, with Air Force coming up and they're undefeated, although I don't think they played a whole lot of people, but that's beside the point. But they're coming in undefeated. The Cowboys got the big win over CSU. What do ticket sales look like for homecoming Saturday?
Going really, really well. And we'll probably gauge how things are going tomorrow. But I think if it gets down to 2,000 or 3,000 seats, then we'll really make a deal out of it. And but I think what you don't want to do, David, is you don't want to start saying, well, it's getting close to a sellout, and then you don't sell out, and there's a bunch of empty seats, and everybody's going, what are you guys talking about? I think the Rams did a little bit of that. They had a lot of open seats, especially in that end zone, north end zone. But you got to be careful on how you do that, because you want to get things going and people get excited, but you don't want to start talking about it prematurely and all of a sudden you're not even close to a sellout. So they've been going really well, and I think we're going to have a great crowd. It's supposed to be a real nice day, and it's an afternoon game. People love homecoming. They love the academy. It's a military day, so everything's lined up to be a great crowd. But we'll see how it goes tomorrow before we start talking about a sellout.
Who loves the academy exactly?
They love the
Americans.
Play against the all Americans love the
academy. Yeah, not really.
Oh,
no.
Stop it.
I
thought it was interesting. I was reading the Robert story today with some of the comments. I think it was Brian Hill maybe who we talked to. We don't like them. They don't like us. There's respect off the field. But when they get on the field, I mean, it's gotten, I don't want to say nasty, but it's gotten chippy over the last few years. Ever since, you know what, the incident, howdy doody and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten pretty chippy between the two teams on the field, at least.
It has. I think it has. And I think it's a very good rivalry. And I think up until the chippiness or the howdy doody thing, it was just a good game, you know. But now there's more to it. And I think the Wyoming players who were there, here, when that happened, they just keep passing that down to the younger guys. And so the younger guys aren't sure about it, but if the older guys think it's a big rivalry, then so do we. There's no trophy or anything, but they think it's a pretty big game. And I don't know. I think you can have two rivals in a year. And Air Force and CSU, rightfully so, are rivals. And if we got a chance to play CU every year, they'd be a big rival. It's just being in the neighborhood, you know.
Kevin, Air Force, and I know Dave said he doesn't think they played anybody, but they've won a conference game, I believe, on the road, if I'm not mistaken, or was it at home? I can't remember. And then they've beaten one of their probably biggest rival, at least on their schedule, in Navy. And they're holding teams to 53 yards a game on the ground. That's where the game's going to be won right there. I mean, if the Cowboys can't run it and are one-dimensional, they're going to have a tough time, I think, against Air Force, and vice versa with Air Force as well.
There's no doubt. I think that what Bull said Monday about the days of Air Force being little scrappy guys who were really smart and didn't make any mistakes and did everything the coaches say are gone. They have athletes, and they have really good athletes at the positions you need to have good athletes. They're not the Air Force of old. They're big and strong, and they can run, and their secondary can run. They are run stoppers, and it's going to be a very interesting matchup, big battle in the trench to see who wins that. Because you're right, Wyoming has to run the ball. If the Cowboys can't run the ball, then they're probably going to be in trouble. But I think they feel very good about themselves. Certainly the Falcons do, because as you say, 53 yards a game—that's pretty good. That's really good, in fact. So it'll be strength against strength, and that's always fun. I think the Cowboys through the years in the main, have done a good job of defending the triple option. The Cowboys have good enough safeties. In fact, they have one great one that can really make a difference against it. And we'll see what happens. But it should be a heck of a game. Really looking forward to it. It's amazing what one game does to make you feel better about it, everything. And the way Wyoming played last Saturday, it just makes you feel so much better about the Cowboy chances as we go down the road here.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. We appreciate the time, and we will see you Saturday afternoon on a beautiful day in Laramie.
I've got one last question. Are you back in your regular booth on Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
We're back.
Back at home.
Back at home. Back in our little hovel.
All right, I encourage you, don't watch any postseason baseball, because if the Cardinals aren't in, it's like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a sound? It's kind of like the Cardinals not being in the postseason. Do the playoffs actually happen?
Yeah. It can't be fun.
No.
I think Capital Cup.
All right.
All right.
Capital Cup.
Thank you, Kevin.
See you guys.
See you, Kev. Bye.
Okay.